Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Hey everybody, I'm Cam Stewart with Fantasy Sports News Update. After celebration and parade 24 years in the making, going down on Monday morning from Exhibition Place, 10 a.m., the Raptors bringing home their first title in NBA history. Thursday, the party's still going on. The streets packed with people, and a lot of people calling in sick to work today. Recovery time for Klay Thompson's torn left ACL is coming into focus. League sources telling Yahoo Sports that the Golden State Warriors shooting guard expected to miss 9 to 10 months of action. The reported timeline would put Thompson back on track to return to the end of the 2019-20 season, for which the five-time All-Star doesn't have a current contract. But Thompson, he's set to hit the free agent market next month, his four-year $69 million deal with the Warriors expiring June 30th. But today, Klay Thompson's dad, Michael, who works for the Los Angeles Lakers organization, said Klay is going to re-sign with the Warriors this summer. Despite all the Warriors' injuries and uncertainty, they still open up at the NBA Westgate as the favorites to win the NBA title. Raptors not getting a lot of love and respect, 10-1. Lakers and LeBron sit at 5-1, the Bucks 6-1, and the LA Clippers listed at 8-1. Jimmy Butler will not opt in on his $19.8 million player option next season, although the Philadelphia 76ers continue to prioritize his return on a new deal. The Washington Wizards prepping to offer Toronto Raptors president Masai Ujiri a deal worth approximately $10 million a year, with the opportunity to also acquire ownership equity within the club, sources telling Waj from ESPN there. Ujiri helped turn the Raptors into contender, also making that bold trade to acquire Kawhi Leonard from the San Antonio Spurs and helping lead the Raps to their first ever NBA title. Let's go live. Round two of the U.S. Open on from Pebble Beach. No wind. Playing conditions pretty good right now. It's cold, but the winds are down, so scores are pretty good. Justin Rose, the current leader at 7-under. Right now, two shots off the pace. Ricky Fowler and Xander Shiffley. You can see what's going on here. Brooks Koepka lingering. He's lingering. -4. Tiger Woods, a couple bogeys down the stretch. He is even par. McIlroy just teed off Fowler. Dustin Johnson, he's just off the course, too. And Shiffley, he will tee off in 7 minutes' time. Sad news for the Denver Broncos and their family. Owner Pat Bowlen has passed away at the age of 75 today. He purchased the Denver Broncos back in 1984, serving as the team's CEO until July 2014, when he stepped down due to a battle with Alzheimer's disease. Bowlen was elected to the Pro Football Hall of Fame as a contributor in 2019, and he will be enshrined this August. He's also part of three Super Bowl titles in Denver. Jalen Ramsey looking to break the cornerback market in 2020. He says the Jacksonville Jaguars will not get a hometown discount at all. The Jacksonville Jags outspoken star says there's no extension on the table, but the team did exercise the $13.7 million fifth-year option on the corner. The two-time Pro Bowler is set to make $3.64 million this season. Pay raise, it's coming big time, and nobody has a more leverage than St. Louis Blues goaltender Jordan Binnington. Blues GM Doug Armstrong says Binnington is getting a big pay raise after leading the team to their first-ever franchise Stanley Cup win. Binnington, when he took over from Jake Allen, the Blues dead last in the NHL, then he posted a 24-5-1 record in the regular season with a .927 save percentage, also setting an NHL record for playoff wins by a rookie goalie with 16. He had a .914 save percentage in 26 starts. And last year, you want to talk about value, he made the NHL league minimum $650,000 and still winning the Stanley Cup. More news. The Islanders have signed forward Jordan Eberle to a five-year $27 million deal. He'll make an average salary of $5.5 million. Eberle, after coming over to the Islanders from Edmonton, 19 goals and 37 points in 78 games with the Islanders this season. The Washington Capitals have traded blue liner Matt Niskanen for the Flyers for defenseman Radko Gudas. Philly will also retain 30% of Gudas' salary. The Caps also trying to re-sign forward Carl Hagelin. He came over from the LA Kings, a great defensive player. Women's World Cup of Soccer, England over Argentina 1-0. Japan got by Scotland 2-1. And the big winners today, Italy, they smoked Jamaica 5-0. CFL action tonight, the Edmonton Eskimos hosting the Montreal Alouettes. Eskimos 8.5-point favorites, total 51. Game time, 9 p.m. Eastern. Let's go through the busy MLB board. Suspended game 4-4, Mets and Cardinals. Resuming at 5:10 Central, 2 at 7:05, Boston -280, in this game against Baltimore Orioles. Arizona at Washington, Nats minus 185, 7.5. Ray and Scherzer, five games at 7-10. Angels in Tampa, Rays minus $1.75, 7.5. Healy and Snell, Cleveland minus 65 cents at Detroit. Plutko versus Carpenter, 9.5. Interleague, Texas at Cincy, Reds minus 179.5. Chavez versus Maley, St. Louis at the Mets game two. After the suspended game, Mets minus 30 cents. Ponce de Leon versus Steven Welcome Mats. We got 8.5 there. Pittsburgh and Miami. Marlins minus 120, 8.5. Bro versus Richards. 720 action. Philly and Atlanta. Braves minus 145, 9.5. Pavetta versus Deep Fried Chicken. Three more at 8-10. Yankees 115 at the White Sox. Sabathia and Giolito 9. Toronto at Houston. Big favorites. Astros minus 308. Sanchez versus Cole. KC at Minnesota. The Twins are laying minus 225, over under 10. Keller and Gibson, 840. San Diego at Colorado. Rockies minus 130. Total 12.5. Quantrill and Hoffman. Seattle and Oakland. Rest of the board, we got Chicago and the Dodgers. Dodgers minus 145. And Milwaukee laying 145 at San Francisco. Davies versus Pomeranz. Total 8. I'm Cam Stewart. As Gabe says, that's level 1. Now we're ready for level 2. Stick around. More Red Heat Rage Radio Raptors Edition coming up.
All you have to decide is what to do with the time that is given to you.
Game time decisions.
All right, let's roll level 2. Game time decisions. Ready? Page Harbor Radio. That is Sports Radio Network. I am Gabriel Morenci, throwing it down with the Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart, and the Coronas are going down like Gatorades now, Cam.
Hey, I know you too, Morenci. Those beers, you'll be hitting the can pretty quick. Beers make you take lots of leaks. That's one thing about beer in comparison to other alcohols. Usually you can the other alcohols, you can build it up and have like one big one. Beers just keep you going, especially kind of like when the first one goes down easy, you know you're going to take multiple trips.
Yeah, you know what? Surprisingly enough, I have not.
Next break, maybe. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, we'll see.
I stopped drinking Steam Whistle, Gabe. I put my foot down. It was my favorite beer. I should have been a spokesperson for the company. I went into the beer store and I grabbed some beers, and it said $27. $27.50 for a 12-pack. I told them to get bent. And you know what? I'm pulling the old Hanes or going for the discount beers. I'm getting Upper Canada Lager.
Polish beer? Yeah.
Upper Canada Lager, old school too. Nice label, looks good. Look at that thing, man. Nice and cool. Yeah, anyway, it's $20. $20. I'm in. No more. $7 a 12-pack over time, I'm going to get rich.
That's a lot of money, man, $27 for 12 beers.
Yeah, I'm not saying. I got to be honest with you. I'll buy it because we won money with the Raptors. It's out of principle. I'm not paying $28 for 12 beers. Screw it. What's the water made with? Gold?
I learned a lesson today too. I've been Ubering back from the FanDuel Sportsbook all the time. It's like 16, 18 bucks type thing with a little tip but it adds up. If I go every day, it adds up. But today my phone is off. It doesn't work still. So it's a long story why, but anyway, so my phone's off, so I can't use Uber cab. So
oh boy!
I had to go to the book today via bus, which is not a problem because it leaves from Manhattan. Boom, right at 12:40. Thing is, the bus is kind of shaky when you're standing outside the book at the Meadowlands. You're waiting with a bunch of old dudes leaving the track. But I always thought it would be a horrible pain in the ass. It was faster than the Uber cab. It was $2.50.
Amazing!
And it took me about 8 minutes to walk. From the last possible stop that I got off at. For $2.50, I got home like as fast as I would have been Uber.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Maurice Allen, 2015-2016 European Long Drive Tour Champion, 2017 World Number One. Me personally, I keep my game face on me all the time. Especially coming out of the bunker, leaving the range, or even leaving the course. What's your story?
Go to GameFaceGrooming.com for all your athletic facial wipes and body cleansing needs.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
The Fantasy Sports Network is ready to take you out to the ballgame. Our experts and analysts are following the boys of summer through all 162 games of the 2019 MLB season with the best fantasy baseball analysis in the industry. Catch the latest news and notes every day to help you win your fantasy leagues and your DFS tournaments. We'll always want you back listening and watching the Fantasy Sports Network on the FNTSY radio app and the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, where we're rooting for your fantasy baseball team.
Put your money where your mouth is and take a shot by opening a sports wagering account with FanDuel, New Jersey's largest sports book. Go to FanDuel.com/grid where you'll receive a free bet of up to $500. That's a free bet of up to $500 when you open a sports wagering account at FanDuel.com/grid. Point spreads, game totals, props, parlays, and in-game wagering on college and pro sports, and you're in control. Go to FanDuel.com/grid. Open your new account and claim your free wager of up to $500 today.
Decisions, ready, great radio, fantasy sports radio.
Engel.
That work continues. Engel.
He's got, we are in.
Hit the 3-point sounder. Yeah. The touchdown sounder. We need a 3-point shot.
Touchdown.
3-point. I like the field goal one.
Yeah, field goal. Yeah, field goal.
Field goal.
Goal.
Field
we
goal.
Got Babano. I think Babano's lingering around there, Gabe.
Babano. Ready to step up. What's up, Babano?
Hamilton's finest.
Happy days. We the North, we the champs. And I feel happiest for the people that stuck with this team from day one when they were 1995. They played at the Sky Dome. Damon Stoudemire, Jean Tabak, and Doug Christie, among others, the initial roster. You had to watch B.J. Armstrong of the Chicago Bulls back then demand a trade, saying, I'm not going to that expansion franchise. And all the struggles and 24 years of ups and downs, and now here you are, NBA champions. It's amazing.
Yeah, time machine. Hot tub time machine.
B.J., wow, we're going back at B.J. Armstrong. But we appreciate it, Babano. Yeah, it's been a hell of a run, long.
Sure has.
A long run. Think back.
I'm going to say this.
It was 2002. Vince Carter missed that shot.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to tell you, Gabe, the last 48 hours, we're not usually on the good side of things, but, man, with the Blues winning in Game 7 Blues. And the Raptors winning and confidence.
Yeah, the parlay that I told everybody, the double shoe-in.
Yeah, I did it. I did it.
Plus 385. It won.
Yep. It won. Blues-Raptors parlay. It's just good times all around. Man, I'll tell you, what a great 48 hours. More of this in our lives, please. Less bad Super Bowls with New England. More of this.
It's going to continue,
like the
too, I'll tell you.
The evil empire got beaten and in both winter sports, Boston Bruins and the Golden State Warriors. So it is. Yeah. It's refreshing. It's great to see a new face at the top of the mountain.
Yeah. Man, I'll tell you now, too, I believe that the next team to win will be the L.A. Dodgers. not going to lend a curse. It won't be as emotional as the Raptors. It's a different situation. But I do think the Dodgers are going to win the series.
You got to look at it this way. This could start the positive upswing for your favorite teams. I think maybe this is the Raptors winning is good for the Dodgers. Is it going to be good for Michigan down the road? Are they going to have some kind of, so we'll see. Maybe a good run is coming your way with your teams.
And Cam, so we know about the guy that put $400 on the Blues at 250-1.
Yeah.
Me and Ranieri were talking about this. I told him, you know, we got to start just doing this like out of our fandom. And look, the Raptors. Imagine if I would have put the $400 on the Raptors before the season started.
Yeah,
I'd be laughing
exactly.
Right now.
Exactly. I know
so, you. So, got to start just betting with our heart here before these years start. So, we did the math. I'll start with you, Babano. How much do you think if I put $400 on the Buffalo Bills will I get back to win the Super Bowl?
$400 on the Bills to win the Super Bowl. Let me calculate that quickly.
$20,000.
I was
pretty close, Cam. 24K.
Yeah, I was gonna say between 20 and 20. Yeah, 20 and 25.
Yep. Yeah, it's 60-1.
Yep.
Great. Yeah.
So 60 times four. So if you put the five on it, it's an even $30,000. It sounds crazy. Are the Bills gonna win the Super Bowl? No, but
no.
I think the Bills could be in a mix and have a better year this year.
Be a tough out week in week out.
They will be.
Yeah. I think they go over the 6.5 win total, even though it's popped up to 7 right now. Paul Bovey called me about 3 weeks ago, guys, and he told me, he goes, Gabe, I just put $5,000 on your Buffalo Bills to win over 6.5 games. And I'm like, wow, it's pretty freaking hardcore, man. The guy bet this like before the draft even. I said, wow, you like the Bills that much. And he said, mark my words, this will go up to 7. And he goes, if not 7, you'll have to lay big juice. And now FanDuel, at the time when Bovey did that, FanDuel had 6.5 at -120, and he was surprised because he laid -140 in Vegas. And he goes, wow, that's a great number. And right now FanDuel has 6.5 at -170. And a lot of spots in Vegas right now, but Bano have the Buffalo Bills at an even 7 wins. And, you know, I think it's a fair – I think we can get there. I mean, maybe we get a push at 7, but – the Bills are better than people think they are, dude. The only problem with the Bills is the Bills are a better win total bet, guys, this year than they are sort of to make the playoffs or stuff like that. Because, truth be told, there's a lot of good football teams in the AFC this year, Babano.
I agree. The balance of power swinging a little bit over from the NFC to the AFC, I think, coming into this next upcoming season. And Buffalo Bills, I'm in agreement in that I don't think it's a shoe-in that they're a playoff team, although I think they're going to be contending for at least a wild card spot. You're probably safer if you think there's going to be good things on the horizon for the Bills. Get them at that win total instead.
I think they're an
8-9
win team. I
could see them 500 or better.
I think they're yeah, too. I agree. I think they're 500.
And if everything falls into place, they're 10-6. But, guys, all right, New England Patriots are damn good. Pittsburgh Steelers didn't disappear, guys. The Steelers are still going to be good. Cleveland Browns are suddenly going to be good and competitive.
I'm fading
Baltimore
Cleveland.
Ravens, and I get it, but they're not going to suck. I'm just saying they don't suck.
They're going to be good.
Right?
I know.
Yep. You know. They're loaded. The Baltimore Ravens, everyone thinks they suck suddenly. They'll be fine. They're Baltimore's Baltimore. Every division. How about that AFC South, Babano? Tennessee is loaded with talent. People don't realize this. Their stock.
Indeed.
We'll see if Mariota can do it. You got Andrew Luck, who I think might be able to. The Colts might be the best team in the AFC. I'll tell you right
now.
There's finally
Colts a quarterback down there in Jacksonville. Yep.
Yeah, you
finally
got
a quarterback
now.
In Jacksonville, too.
Yeah, you got Deshaun Watson in Houston, even though Bill O'Brien's an idiot. And then you get to the West. You got the Chiefs. You got the Chargers. There's a lot of good teams, man, in the AFC.
No doubt about it. I think that conference has made, I think, from top to bottom in terms of depth of quality squads. There's no question the AFC's gotten a lot better going into next season. And I think that's why if you're Buffalo, the win total option is probably safer.
Yeah, as I was saying, yeah, take the total. That's what I just said, Babano.
Yep, take it.
I agree.
That's how it all started, as I stated. But it depends on a number. But anyways, there's another football league going on, the CFL. Babano, you might be the only person in Canada – besides your buddies from Dundas, you and your soup goons.
Soup goons!
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da, soup goons.
Soup goons.
The Hamilton soup goons.
Not just soup posse. Soup goons. Sorry, soup goons is the best.
I'm one of the ice guys. I'm also one of the soup dudes. So here we go. What else can
soup
I be?
Goon? What do you call them? Soup
goons? The soup, soup goon. Goon, yeah. Babano and his goon. Soup goon buddies goon. Going to the Ticat game last night. We're like, what was the attendance like, Babano? We're like, were you like you and your buddies like the only four people in the stadium last night?
It was a great atmosphere, actually. The place was pretty good attendance-wise for the Ticats game against Saskatchewan, and a lot of people stuck around for the Raptors on the big screen after the game.
Yeah, what was that like?
Well. We figured.
Yeah, what was that like?
It was a good atmosphere. They opened it up to the people could go on the field, the football field to watch. They allowed, obviously, free public admission after the Ticat game ended. So there was a lot of people coming in off the street to watch the game on the football stand or sit on the football field, watch on the big screen. And it was just a loud, raucous cheer. When that game ended and Kawhi drained those last two free throws to put it away with, 0.8 seconds left. And it was a happy, celebratory mood. Everybody was, you know, cheering, high fives and all that, leaving the stadium. It was really, really cool. Of course, driving back home, people honking their horns, you know, in celebration, and people on the street, on the side, waving Raptor flags and
that's awesome.
In their Raptor gear. Just an awesome scene, even in downtown Hamilton. People were into it big time. And I'll tell you what, a lot of memories were flooding through my mind with the Raptors winning. And one of the thoughts that came through my mind is I remember being 10 years old, watching the Raptors on TV, City TV and New VR, believe it or not, had the games way back then. And the late, great John Saunders. Late, great John Saunders would do the game's television, one of the first TV play-by-play announcers for the Raptors with your buddy, Gabe, Leo Routens, and just memories of that time and that era. It's just brings it all back when the Raptors accomplish something as great as this.
You know, I think we're going to be going to a break. Oh, here we go. Here we go. I'll tell the story about the first Raptor game I ever went to and how I did it. It's actually a funny story. I went with the singer of Boybot. Imagine being the singer of Boybot at a Raptor game in 1995 at the Sky Dome against the Milwaukee Bucks.
Money Now 100 is not a lender, broker, or agent of any lender or financial advisor. We do not make loans or credit decisions. You must be 18 years or older and a U.S. resident to qualify. This is not an offer or solicitation to lend. I went to MoneyNow100.com and got the $5,000 I needed deposited in my account the next business day. If you need money for any reason, help is here. Go to MoneyNow100.com and get the money you need. Need to pay off credit card debt? Go to MoneyNow100.com. Need your car repaired? Need home improvement money? Visit MoneyNow100.com. If you need fast cash for any reason, go to MoneyNow100.com. Good, bad, or no credit at all. Go to MoneyNow100.com. You could get up to $5,000 as soon as the next business day. Go to MoneyNow100.com on your phone, tablet, or computer. Type in the address bar MoneyNow100.com. That's MoneyNow100.com.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Listen to what Chris said about Andro 400.
I've lost
almost 40 pounds in 10 weeks. My son was getting married, and when I went for the suit fitting, I was a size 48. And when I went back to do the final fitting, I was a 44. I have more energy, that's for sure. I probably lost 4 inches around my belly. I'm 57, and I'm back when I was in my 30s.
Here's what Dwayne said about Andro 400.
This product really works. I'm an old guy and I don't trust nobody. And I've tried all kinds of stuff. It's one of the few things I've ever bought that works. I couldn't believe it. I feel better. I have more energy. I walk 12 miles a day. I feel great. It changed my life. It really has. It's really incredible.
Guys, if you'd like to lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com. Or call 888-400-0435, 888-400-0435, andro400.com.
ESPN right now talking about... They're talking about the 2020 NBA season coming up right now. And I love Bomani Jones. Great guy. Buddy of Cam's. I know him as well. Cam's tighter with him. Great guy with Cam. Bomani Jones really is one of the greater guys in this industry. He's same dude now that he was. Like me and Cam know people that were like interns before that make like $100,000 now and think they're like they're Bob Baffert. You
used to answer.
Like Bomani Jones used to make $100,000 and be cool. Now he makes about $2 million and he's still cool. You know what I'm saying? He's the same dude. So shout out to Bomani. So I'm not trying to rip, but I see he's on right now, and they're talking who's going to win 2020 odds, and they're debating is it right that the Lakers are favored to win the title next year? And I don't know who their producers are, but. The Lakers aren't favored to win the title next year.
No, they're not.
No, the Milwaukee Bucks are. This is what happens when you have mainstream networks trying to talk about gambling. You're putting Bomani in a bad spot. Bomani's not a degenerate gambler. He's a take guy. He's an opinion guy. He's a damn smart guy. One of the smartest guys in the media on TV. He's wasting his time in sports. He can even be bigger than sports, this guy. But you're putting him in a bad spot, having to debate something that's fictitious and not even true. You know what I mean? It's just that's the type of stuff that ESPN delivers that's why we're better. Honestly, they might have more bells and whistles and all this type of stuff, and they wear suits. Would it make you feel better if I wear a suit? You know what I mean? But they just talk bullshit. Like they're talking about odds that don't exist, Cam. You know,
it's on just, Mr. It's Green, though, I will say this, Gabe, on Mr. Green, their current odds for next year, Golden State's 5, Lakers 5, Bucks 6. Raptors 6. It's funny. Then I went to another site where the Raptors were 10. So I don't know what these guys for next year. That's what they posted. That's weird. How do you bet the Lakers at 5-1? Are you on glue? I don't care who. Are you
listen? That's
I don't care. Whatever with the players. So you're
anybody wants to
all
bet the Lakers at 5-1? I'll take your bet right now. Send me the money right now. I'll take it.
Take them. Take it.
I'll take it. Anyone want to take it? Send it to me. Recreational purposes only, of course.
Yes.
Send me the money. I'll give you 5-1 on the Lakers right now. The Lakers. Lakers would be lucky to make the playoffs. They're gonna win. FanDuel has the Milwaukee Bucks as the favorite, Ken.
Cool. So, what are they? Are they at 5?
Plus 480.
480. Interesting. Who's next?
Yeah. Raptors.
6?
Yes. Along with the Warriors at 6.
Yeah.
Lakers 8.
Wow. Yeah, it's interesting that you say that,
Gabe.
The
Lakers are overrated. I'm just saying the Lakers aren't favored to win. That's my whole point. You know what I mean? The Lakers are overhyped because people are stupid. LeBron James is old people. He's more interested in selling pizzas. I ain't bashing LeBron James. It's a new era in the NBA right now.
It is.
It's a new era. LeBron didn't even barely play last year. Now he's going to be back. He ain't getting any younger. The Lakers are a train wreck. No one wants to be associated with them. Besides, so you'll get Davis and whatever. The unibrow, he'll get hurt. You know what I mean? He'll get hurt. He's soft. You know, fine. Yeah, I'm not saying the Lakers won't make the playoffs. The Lakers are going a little run, but put it this way. If the Lakers played the Raptors would kick the shit out of them. If we beat the Warriors in 6, we'll sweep the Lakers.
Yeah, I don't understand. This is also a line based on things that are not happening, and that's very dangerous to bet like that. For example, like, you know, the Klay Thompson story. So he's going to be out 9 to 10 months, and his dad works for the Lakers broadcasting. But Gabe, he said he's coming back to Golden State. So how the hell are the Lakers going to be Golden State still with the Warriors with Steph Curry and all these guys?
I'll tell you right now.
Too. Like, come on.
Okay, the Milwaukee Bucks are +480. Not enough value. Sort of like talking golf. But we'll get to the golf here because people want some matchup picks and stuff. But sure. Milwaukee Bucks, they're good. The Greek Freak's a freaking monster. The guy's Godzilla. And and it's not going to surprise me if the Greek Freak wins an NBA title. Yeah, I don't think he has the players around him, to be honest with you. I think Chris Middleton's overrated. Eric Bledsoe ain't scaring anybody. Malcolm Brogdon's really good. Lopez is okay. They need to get better. I don't think they're justifiably the best team in the NBA, Milwaukee. They're not. They're not better than Toronto. Toronto went 4 straight. And we'll see what Milwaukee does, but you're limited. The Golden State Warriors are in trouble, Cam. The second choice at +600, the Golden State Warriors.
Yep.
Kevin Durant's out next year. He's not even going to be on the Warriors. And even if he is, he doesn't play. And he's not going to be. So that's a check mark. Klay Thompson probably misses all of next year now.
Yep.
And why would they send him out to hit 2 free throws when they knew he was done? Like, they're negligent in Golden State.
I agree. And that guy with the fake tears,
just accept
too,
you're going to lose the series instead of screwing your players for next year now, too, guys. You know what I mean?
You heard two of the best players in the league.
I know. Nuts?
And the guy's like, yeah, but you're playing with their careers, man. And Kevin Durant's injury, Gabe, Klay Thompson will come back. That's happening. But an Achilles? I'm no doctor, but I can tell you, watching a hell of a lot of sports since I was about 5 years old and stuff, Achilles, they're careers. Durant may come back, but it's not going to get better. No, he will never be the same.
He'll be good still. He'll be really good. He's still like wicked. We're not saying, Kevin Durant's a bum but
I'm just saying it's not going to be.
Basketball, guys, even if you lose like a half an inch of your jump, you know what I mean? Like, he's going to be a different player. Like, the block shots are going to be gone. Kevin Durant's going to become a spot-up shooter, Kev, and a lethal one because the guy can shoot, like, if from a wheelchair. Yeah, you know, he'd hit threes. You know what I mean? So he'll be fine as far as shooting, but that explosiveness and that dunking and that, like, block shots and all that, it's going to be tough to replicate. He's going to be 31, 32 by the time he's fully healthy again. You see Boogie Cousins isn't really himself right now. It's been a full year still, Cam.
Yeah.
John Wall's going to be out for an entire year. Pretty crazy, actually, if you think about it. There's a lot of really good NBA players that are hurt right now. John Wall is going to miss the entire year this year. Dude, like, people forget about that. John Wall is a damn good basketball player.
Oh, John, I love John Wall. I'll tell you
John Wall's a wicked player. Just because they're all head cases in Washington doesn't mean that John Wall doesn't rock.
No, Wall's fast as hell.
I'll take John Wall on my team any day.
He's a water bug out there. But I will say this, not just looking at whatever other than the Raptors, hate to say it, if you're looking at the board, Philadelphia at 11 or 12 to 1, that jumps off the page to me.
Yeah, I can't disagree.
I'm looking at things from a realistic perspective. So Jimmy Butler, the story today, they're not going to exercise the contract, but he says he wants to work out a new deal. If Philadelphia finds a way to keep Butler around with that young nucleus and Embiid, you know, works on his game, how do you not
pick
Philadelphia? Yeah, like that.
Yeah, they're dangerous team.
10 to 12 to 1 is the best. That's the best bet currently when I look at the board go.
And will Ben Simmons ever find a jump shot? You know, if that happens, look out then, too.
Yes. Oh, I know, Babano. Yeah. Like,
they're called Babano. And we started rambling there. Babano jumps in. Sorry,
Babano. I thought Babano was
gone. All right. I'm just listening. I'm taking it all in because I will be damned if I'm going to make a futures bet before free agency starts. I mean, I'm waiting until all that stuff happens.
But Babano, that's the whole point. That's the whole point. That, listen, the Lakers have no business being 8-1 right now. You're betting right now on the Lakers at 8-1 that they get Anthony. They get Anthony Davis. They get a Kawhi Leonard. You know what I mean? Like, remember we were talking before the Knicks? The Knicks were like 14-1 in Vegas last month because they were convinced KD. Now KD's out for the year. The Knicks dropped to 25-1. You're betting on free agency right now almost. But how about this one, guys? And I'll throw it to you, Babano. The Brooklyn Nets, 24-1 camp.
That's a great price on my
Brooklyn
book,
Nets.
On,
and love yes. it or hate it, it is what it is. But I think it's pretty much a slam dunk that Kyrie Irving signing with the Brooklyn Nets.
Listen, buddy, I shop around, guys, and I've seen two lines, Gabe. I've seen Brooklyn at 15 and on Mr. Greeny 16. Those are the two books, and I use three
24
books.
24 to 1 right
now. That's right in their backyard, too. That's a great price. 24.
And here's the other
team. If you ever need a reason to sign up for FanDuel, do it for that, for the Nets.
and you know what, Babato? And for your Ticats that are 9-1 to win the Grey Cup. I didn't bet it yet. I've been waiting. I'm going to go this weekend. I'll even get a bet in for you, Babato. Yeah, they're 9-1 to win a Grey Cup. I don't know if they win to win a Grey Cup, but we only got to win a division and then get one game, and then you're in and you got a nice hedge at plus 900. But this is the one that me and Ranieri came up with. Joe threw it out here this morning. And now that the Raptors won, let's get DeMar DeRozan a ring, Cam. San Antonio Spurs, 65-1. DeJounte Murray's a good player. He didn't play this year. He was hurt.
It's true.
LaMarcus Aldridge and DeMar DeRozan are really good, but they need more. I always said they need a John Wall or a Kyle Lowry. They need like that, you know. They're one player away. If the San Antonio Spurs are serious about winning, Popovich will put his ego aside instead of, oh, I can coach anybody up, and say, you know what? I got DeMar. I got LaMarcus. I need someone else here. I got to get someone else that we can compete. But there's rumors that DeMar DeRozan's on the trading block right now. So I have no idea anymore. But I think Brooklyn at 24-1 is not a bad number. But who the hell's going to bet this stuff now?
Yeah, but I'll throw out one. Why not the Denver Nuggets in a more wide-open West with a depleted Golden State?
Yeah, good call.
20-1, Babano?
A good call, Babano. They're like the West Coast version of the Raptors. Good call, Babano. They're a very good team.
Here's what we're doing through process of elimination. I'm looking at just a book right now. Warriors 5, that's gone. Lakers 5, gone. Bucks 6, too low. Boom, you're gone. Raptors, I love them, but at 6, that's not enough of a number. Houston at 9, they're gaggers. Nope. I start things at Philadelphia at 12. And then I go to Denver at 20, and then I go to Brooklyn at 24. Those are three futures that, you know, when I'm in a horse race, I got the blinders on right
good
now.
Call,
those
guys.
Are the
three
those
futures
are the numbers.
That, as Kramer would say, they tickle the buying bone.
Yes. I think we're giving people some good information here. I can't.
I think so, too. We should have more homers every
day. Not even in the Raptors. Sixers 11, Nuggets 14, Brooklyn 24, man. Little some sleepers. For, like you guys said, changing of the guard in the NBA right now. Who knows about the Raptors, too, guys?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, I know.
They might
exactly.
be the team next year, too. I saw you cheering. The type of GM that will trade people, even though we just won, too. The guy's a hard ass. CFL football on the other side with Babano.
Can't get enough fantasy football? Roto Experts has launched their NFL 365 Fantasy Football Package, which includes the best math-based seasonal projections and rankings available anywhere on the internet. Davis Maddock and the Roto Experts are providing dynasty, season-long betting, best ball, and NFL draft content every day of the year to give you an edge regardless of what type of fantasy football you play. Save 10% at rotoexperts.com with the promo code FNTSY. It's the NFL 365 Fantasy Football Package, only at rotoexperts.com.
Let DailyRoto.com guide you to victory as you swing for the fences playing daily fantasy baseball. Become the 8th Daily Roto lineup optimizer to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament, or become part of the growing community who have won thousands of dollars. If you're playing MLB DFS and not using DailyRoto.com, you're doing it wrong. Enter promo code FNTSY for a 10% discount. The 2019 MLB Daily Roto Premium Package at DailyRoto.com. Use the promo code FNTSY and get your 10% discount today.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat. The buying toner for the copy machine hat. The sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Do you want two risk-free wagers up to $1,000? If so, go to PointsBet.com/grid. Open yourself up a PointsBet sports wagering account. Enter the promo code GRID and you'll get two risk-free bets of up to $1,000. In addition to traditional betting, PointsBet also offers its own betting concept where customers, they're rewarded by how much they win their bet. That's PointsBet.com/grid. Enter the promo code GRID and get your two risk-free bets of up to $1,000 today.
The Fantasy Sports Network is hitting you from all angles with the best fantasy sports and betting analysis. You can catch the latest programming on so many platforms, there's no way you'll miss out on any of the award-winning programming we pump out every single day. You can listen through the FNTSY radio app, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher. Download our podcast through iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Audioboom, and you can watch select programming on the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, your only source for fantasy sports and wagering anytime and anywhere.
Did we just become best friends?
Yup! The best friends forever.
Hector Neris has performed really, really well so far this year, and I think he should continue to get the save opportunities for the Phillies moving forward. A pretty damn good Phillies team, so he should be in position to save a lot of games. You picked this guy up off the waiver wire earlier on in the season, especially in deeper leagues. You were just hoping to get, all right, if I can grab a couple of saves here, a handful, maybe 10 saves moving forward, because I think that you're going to get a lot more than you expected moving forward from Hector Neris.
Watch live on the FNTSY YouTube stream and download the podcast on your popular podcast providers.
Great call by Babano on the Nuggets. If you guys remember Cam and Babano, that was actually my NBA Finals prediction.
Yeah, Nuggets and Raps?
Yeah, I said Raptors beat Nuggets in the NBA Finals. And Nuggets fell a little short. Listen, it was a learning experience for the Nuggets. Nikolai Jokic, one of the best players in the NBA. This guy gets in a little better shape. Watch out. I mean, he's already real good as it is. Runs up and down the floor like a big man. Light on his feathers. Twinkle Toes, Fred Flintstone. Jamal Murray, great player. Love those guys. Gary Harris, Will Gary. Baby Bump Barton. That is good. Paul Millsap's a free agent, though. You know, they're probably not going to pay him the big money. They're a dealer away or to a tweak away. But, hey, listen, I just love the NBA, not just the Raptors. Looking forward to seeing how these teams – I'm not into the gossip and all this. Ooh, Wojo shows this and blah, blah. It's all garbage. But, you know, wake me up on July 1st, man, and tell me, oh, this is the new lineup. Oh, wow. But I'm telling you guys, Brooklyn are good. Brooklyn have a great coach. Coaching is important, man. Atkinson's a great coach.
Kenny Atkinson's a good coach, yeah.
Yes, yep. Babano. Look at Craig Berube, did a great job. Barry Trotz. You know what I mean? Coaching matters, Babano. It really does in every sport. It does. And I used to even think in hockey, you know, whatever, you tap the guy in the shoulder.
I used to think that.
Yeah, Cam, you and I used to joke about that. Yeah,
it's
whatever.
Like me and you could coach a hockey team.
Hockey coaches really, you manage the room. You know, you give a little speech. Hey, get it together. Hey, get your head out of your ass. Like,
here's the guy.
But look at Barry Trotz. The proof is in the pudding, Cam.
Yeah. Barry Trotz, the one thing he does, this is what I've said, like when I dissect NHL hockey now, as a coach, defensively, I think you see more of an impact than offensively. Coaches like Barry Trotz with the systems. Look at the Islanders. They went from last in the NHL to one of the best defensive teams in the NHL.
How come Babcock can't make the Leafs defense better?
I'm going to tell you something about Mike Babcock, and this is nothing personal. Mike Babcock is the most overrated coach in the league. He had the best players on the Detroit Red Wings. He did nothing with them. They all beat me and you, and Babano could have coached that team with Nick Lidstrom and the stars that they had. The guy went to McGill game. It's all reputation. I don't want to take anything away. Sure, he's a nice guy. You know, a good Canadian guy. You know, friends.
You know what? Babcock, I'm not being a real. Coaching
it's a reputation.
Where I coach Team Canada.
That's the thing. I'll get your take.
Pick the team drunk and win.
What I'm saying. I'm not saying he's a horrible coach. I'm just saying he's horribly overpaid and overrated and has done nothing with a very good Leafs team. Babano, you can tell, but tell me what you think.
Yeah, I mean, Mike Babcock's really good, but this season more than any other season before that he's coached any team, going back to Detroit, going back to the early days of Toronto, he's had to make some lineup changes.
Where are you? pretty windy. What's going on?
No, he's good now. He's out of the wind now.
Just in my backyard. It's starting to get windy. The wind's just picked up.
Watch out. Yeah.
No, but I agree. Babcock is a good coach, but his failure to, you know, where was his top players on the ice in critical situations?
That's the thing. He does,
you know,
that's what he does. You know what he does?
And Marner and guys like that more ice time.
He falls in love
that.
With fourth liners. He doesn't use them properly. It's not
cycle
good.
Four lines, roll four lines. That's always been his MO. No question about
doesn't
that.
Work.
That's just been the way he's gone about it.
And all
by
right,
the way,
so
Nick Nurse, Gabe brought up Nick Nurse. One last thing. Thank God I don't have to hear about the timeout decision anymore. We don't have to talk about it anymore in game five.
I didn't like the
that
timeout last night either. This guy's unbelievable with the timeouts.
It would have been a travesty, though, that a couple of timeout calls wipe out the good he's done coaching this basketball team. They have
ball.
Now we don't have to worry about
you
it.
You ruined my Monday night with that timeout. Could have been an epic. I'm just kidding. You're right. He did a great job.
Partying now. I told you. Business game six.
Like the box and one. Come on. The creativity to do the box and one when Thompson was off the floor to get the ball out of Curry's hands, that's creative coaching. And it worked to a T for him in that series whenever Clay went out.
Babano.
He's getting crackly. He sounds like a bowl of Rice Krispies right now.
But one last thing about this, we'll get to the CFL, is that you saw Masai Ujiri last night when he was on the podium. And what did he say? One of the first things he said, Cam, was, we really wanted to win in Toronto the other night.
Yeah.
He said, I'm sorry we didn't win in Toronto the other night, but we will, and we'll win a bunch of times there, I promise you. And look at the St. Louis Blues. If you can, Babano, step inside or step on the other side of the wall or something. It's kind of got. Sounds like he's getting attacked by a shark.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
You know what you need? You need an awning in your backyard, Babano, because
Sunsetter still a sponsor? Yeah.
It gets
great.
So hot in Babano's backyard and Dundas.
Exactly. When the soup goons are coming over.
The soup goons. The band on his soup goons. Yeah,
exactly.
Hey, you know, forget
all
about
right,
the
CFL.
J, what is it?
Before
the
we
J-box
run out of time,
boys?
We better get going with the CFL.
The J Box boys. Yeah, you should be the soup crew.
Yeah, the soup. Yeah. Crew.
Start your own. All right, so. I'll tell you, I already played, so whatever you tell me doesn't matter, Babano, but it matters for the people tuning in. And I don't mean to disrespect you. I'm not disrespecting your opinions, but I already made my picks. I was already at the book. There's no turning back. I have the Montreal Alouettes plus the points, Cam.
I'm on
Give
it.
Me the underdog. Give me the Alouette. Give me the Alouettes and the under. Babano, what do you got?
Yeah, I'm on the over, but the under is 16-5 in week one since 2014. So I hear that, but I don't blindly bet any game based on a trend. You got to look at the matchup itself. You've got two suspect defenses. Here's the good thing about Montreal going into this game. The early reports are players really like Kahari Jones. That's the good news. I think he's going to probably end up doing
a
decent job. He's not going to be worse than Sherman. I think there's going to be
Sherman
uptick in energy.
Sherman was jacked out. Come on, man.
I couldn't even take off.
I have nothing on the side for this game because I don't want to lay this many points with Edmonton. And I just don't like the dynamic of him being the head coach 1 week before the season begins. It's a really tough ask to get the team ready for the first game on such short time. But I like the over. I do think both defense are suspect coming in season. And I like Pipkin. Pipkin, I think, will make some plays at quarterback. And Harris, we know, for Edmonton, should be able to move the ball against a bad defense.
All right. So tomorrow night, some fun games tomorrow, actually. So new look, Red Blacks. I know, Babano, you're not sold on Jennings. And obviously, he's an erratic quarterback. I'm not going to dispute that. But they're getting 8.5 points. I'll be honest with you, Cam. I took the Alouettes plus down 8.5 at FanDuel. I took the Alouettes plus 8.5. I took the Ottawa Red Blacks plus 8.5. And I took the Winnipeg Blue Bombers plus 2 tomorrow. I'm on dogs.
The only difference between me and you is on Babano's opinion.
Everyone's on that BC party.
Yeah, I'm on the BC party at home, but I'll let Babano say. I agree with you with the other stuff, but I'm with BC. What do you got, Babano? What's your take?
Nothing on Ottawa-Calgary, because Calgary's defense has got questions coming into the season, but Ottawa's offense has questions. Harris gone, Ellingson gone, offensive coordinator gone, Dominique Davis now the quarterback. How's that going to work out in the very first game? I'm not sure. So it's a tough game to read. It's too many points to lay. Winnipeg, BC, I like Winnipeg there. I think they're winning the at least getting to the Grey Cup. I think they will represent the West this year. I think this is finally a year Calgary's a little bit vulnerable with all the changes on the defensive side of the football coming into the season. Let's not forget Clay Brooks is a big reason why Calgary's defense was so good the last few years.
True.
He's in BC, and he's going to be a good head coach in time for BC, Cam. It's going to be, I think, too much to ask for BC to gel in week one. Seven new starters on defense, new quarterback, new skill position talent, new coordinators, new systems. I don't think it can gel right away. I think Mike O'Shea's taken his team to the Grey Cup this year, and it starts with a week one win.
Our buddy.
I like Winnipeg this year, too. I want Mike O'Shea to win. It'll be a great year for everything. We finally got the Raptors, whatever.
And guess what,
Any justice, Mike O'Shea gets one.
Winnipeg's gotten progressively better every year, get in the playoffs, get to the division semifinal. Last year, they get to the division final, the West final against Calgary. No shame losing to them. Now's that final step, I think, that they take and get to the Grey Cup.
You know, one team in the CFL, this sounds crazy, but one team in the CFL's PR and media relations guys sent me a congratulatory text on the Raptors winning, and it was the Winnipeg Blue Bombers.
Damn right it was. Great one guys. Darren Cameron and the gang, great guys.
One team last year, when they came to Toronto, had four tickets waiting for me at Will Call. It was the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. I think it's time that I come around.
Yes.
And listen, I'm an Alouette, but our West Coast team is now officially the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. How can we not vote for these guys? They're friends of the program, Cam. Cameron's a great guy, gives us tickets. Always put me for picks. You too, I'm sure. Like, hey, what do you like this week? But and nice that, you know, hey, listen, the Bombers starting their season this week, and this guy's got time to send me a DM telling me congrats on the Raps. Class act, Cameron there.
Love him.
And for the Winnipeg Blue Bombers, if he plays anything like he did last year, I'm talking about Adam Big Hill at linebacker for the Bombers. Look out for that defense. He was a monster last year for them. Let's see if he can follow it up with another great year. But he was amazing last year.
What about Matt Nichols at quarterback?
He's all right.
I think he's a good quarterback.
I like him.
I really do.
I think he's good.
This is a gear that I think he could be huge. He's got a still. He makes the odd bad decision, an ill-timed interception. But I think now he's been in the same offense, same coordinator with La Police. That's the sound of La Police. Whoop, whoop. That's the sound of La Police, the offensive coordinator for the Bombers. So he's got continuity there, good offensive line. I think Nichols should have a really good year. I really do.
Ian Cameron, a.k.a. Bob Pano. So what's the great thing? You know, I want to play. Listen. I wanted to play the CFL future. I really do. And you get the Ticats at 9-1 to win the East.
Dustin Johnson in the face. That's what I'd like.
We'll get to that in a minute.
This guy is such a clown. Like, he's unbelievable.
Dude, he really is. He has no. He's like,
it's unbelievable. You're supposed to be the best player in the world.
He's got
the
winner in him.
Go anywhere but right. The guy's putting it in the ocean. Like, I'm gonna snap.
Are you telling me you just put it in the ocean?
It's either in a bunker or the ocean, but I'm back here, Gabe.
This guy's played this course like a million times. How do you put it in no drink?
I don't
this
understand
supposed
what's
to be
going
Pebble
on.
Beach, California. Are we ever going to see some sunshine this weekend at this point?
You know what the problem with the marine layer is that people don't know, too? Guys are going low, and it takes a lot of good golfers out of it. Like these other guys, short hitters and stuff. It's going to be a wild weekend, man, because things are going to change quick with the weather. But Dustin Johnson, like as a co-favorite, Gabe, I bought in. He could still maybe come back, but I'm very disappointed right now. He better turn it around real quick. I'm angry, actually.
No, even when I was at the Canadian Open last weekend, I see him on the third round. He's trotting up the 18th green at like 2:30 in the afternoon. That's,
I know.
You know, he's supposed to be going to the 18th later than that.
What channel is this crap on?
It's on, I'm watching it on TSN here, so you would probably have ESPN. No, it's on Fox in the Fox.
Yep.
You got to have
Buck and Azinger. Buck and Azinger are the guys doing
actually, that. Actually, no, and our former friend, Gabe, no else is the guy. Brad Faxon, friend of the program, announcing.
Yep.
I like Faxon. Oh, they got a
nice
Fox
guy.
What kind of crap is this? And RuPaul.
RuPaul.
And second round starts at 7:30. What kind of bullshit is this? All right, Babano. Got a baseball pick. Actually, hang on, Mabato. We got 2 minutes left. Hang in, Mabato. We'll get a baseball pick from Mabato on the other side.
Yeah.
You better have a pick, Mabato.
Pick.
Put your money where your mouth is and take a shot by opening a sports wagering account with FanDuel, New Jersey's largest sports book. Go to FanDuel.com/grid where you'll receive a free bet of up to $500. That's a free bet of up to $500 when you open a sports wagering account at FanDuel.com/grid. Point spreads, game totals, props, parlays, and in-game wagering on college and pro sports, and you're in control. Go to FanDuel.com/grid. Open your new account and claim your free wager of up to $500 today.
Lose weight now. Go to fat100.com. Lose that unwanted belly fat today and get free information at fat100.com. Fit in the dress or pants or bathing suits you've always wanted to. Go to fat100.com. Lose 10, 20, or more pounds immediately. Go to fat100.com. For free information on how you can lose weight, go to fat100.com. Fat100.com. That's fat100.com.
Are you single? Everyone single is looking for the best date possible. Well, I found one website that can find you the best date, and it's called thebestdate100.com. Just go there and log in for your free trial and see if you can find your new and maybe last best date. Remember, you can find the best date of your life at thebestdate100.com. That's thebestdate100.com. One more time, thebestdate100.com.
Are you, or someone you love, one of the nearly 1 million Americans living with Parkinson's disease? There is no known cure, but you have the power to help change that by participating in a clinical trial. The Michael J. Fox Foundation will help get you started. Visit michaeljfox.org/participant pack to download the new Parkinson's Trial Participant Pack. It's free and available right now. That's michaeljfox.org/participant pack. Visit today.
I had great results. I lost 70 pounds. I weighed 265 and went down to 195. My doctor told me, if it works for you, then do it. A lot of people say to me, how did you lose the weight? I said, I take Andro 400 every day. I'm going to take it forever.
That was Walt talking about Andro 400. Now listen to what Bob has to say.
When you listen to your radio commercials, you say that's not possible. But since I've experienced it, your commercials aren't strong enough. I am 76 and I've had a belly for way too long. My whole body is shrinking. My energy level has gone up. And the only thing difference is Andro 400. It's great stuff. I tried other products and nothing happened.
Guys, if you'd like to lose stubborn belly fat, gain energy, and feel years younger, try Andro 400. The safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. andro400.com.
All right, game time decisions, Ready to Rage Radio. All right, we've only got a couple minutes left with Mabato. We appreciate his time. All right, Mabato, so we got the CFL game tonight. Mabato's graciously giving us the over. If you want his picks, you can get his package. We'll get you on the mailing list or the you want to sign up. We'll let Mabato let you know where. But I actually played a bunch of baseball, Cam, and it's funny. Now that the NBA is over, it's like, well, baseball and – I was at the book, and I really went there to get the money and get the hell out of there, but I had to wait for my bus for an hour and 10 minutes. So I ordered a grilled cheese sandwich, a French fries, a Pepsi, and, oh, boy, started clicking away, Cam. Went up to that machine. Click, 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 click. Click. Actually, it was more push, 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 sort of like the back of the track with the machine. I mean, I'm like, hit the screen. And I'm like, I played a bunch of baseball totals. I played some CFL, but – Any love for the baseball tonight, Mabato? We got about a minute and a half here, so anything besides the over in the CFL game tonight?
For in terms of baseball, it's probably my favorite play on the board tonight. I'm looking at he's one of the most red hot pitchers going right now, and his name sounds like a great tasty cup of coffee. Give me a cup of Giolito, please, Lucas Giolito, for the Chicago White Sox. He's been excellent. The White Sox are 8-0 in his last 8 starts, sub 2 ERA. He made a tweak and adjustment in his mechanics and his delivery about a month ago, and ever since then, he's been a different pitcher. He shut down the Astros, shut down some really good lineups, and the Yankees certainly not going to be easy, but I think in terms of current form, he's in better form than our old friend Carbs and Calories Sabathia is right now. So near pick'em, slight home dog price with the White Sox. I'm on Chicago there.
Love it. Yeah, Giolito's on fire. Good dark horse for Cy Young. Problem is he plays for the White Sox.
That's the issue. I thought you were going to comment, Don Babano, using more of your material, Cam. There.
I don't mind. I don't mind him using my material. It's fine. He's a good friend.
As long as I point out that it's Cam. He created it.
It's all good. I love you, Babano. Have fun with the soup.
Thanks, Babano. All right, Babano, where can people get your pick? Dudes. Where can people find you?
You can email me at Bobano350@gmail.com for more information. Have a great weekend, guys.
Thank you for your time, Babano.
Buddy.
Game Time Decisions continues.